Hi, and welcome all you beautiful divine being with the Bahamas' foremost ancient wisdom truth teacher, Reverend Rich L. Kemp. Internationally acclaimed and universally loved, Reverend Rich is a highly respected transformation truth teacher and metaphysical minister. His positive, power-filled, provocative truth teaching ministry crosses all race, color, and creeds, and transcends all religion, nations, and denominations. Today's truth teaching presentation is designed to inform and transform the mind and expand the consciousness to discover our true spiritual divinity identity. Here now is Master Spiritual Strategist and Transformation Truth Teacher, Reverend Rich.
Yes, this is Reverend Rich. I'm coming to you live with some good news you can use today. Some good news to make you feel good. Like James Brown, I feel good. Like I knew I would. I feel nice like sugar and spice. Today I'm talking about a subject that's going to help everybody. And that subject is the four P's. Four P's. The alphabet P, the letter P, power, power, the positive, prospering power of praise. That's what I'm talking about today. The positive, prospering power of praise. Listen, I love what the psalmist says. David says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad. I will be." He said another place, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth." Now, why is this so important? Praise is very, very important, because when you understand this principle, and the principle is simply this, this wisdom truth principle is simply this: when the more you praise, let me slow down. Slow down, Reverend Rich. Okay, here it is. The more you praise, the more you will have to give praise for. The more you praise the infinite God inside of you, God the good inside of you, the more you give praise, the more you'll have to give praise for, the more you will have to give praise for. Now, sometimes life puts us in a pressure cooker, and we are faced with so many dilemmas, so many setbacks. Well, today I'm here to tell you how you can get back from every setback, because setbacks, what we call setbacks, really are pulling ahead. It enables us to get ahead. Listen, all of your thoughts should praise God in you. Everything that you think about should praise the infinite inside of you. Your every saying, your every word should praise the divine inside of you. You should not think any thought. You should not say any words that does not give praise to the Almighty. Are you listening to Reverend Rich? I hope you are, because I'm here to help you to get out of the rut and get on the good foot, as James Brown again would say, get on the good foot and make something wonderful happen in and through your experience. When you think, listen, oh boy, when you say things like, "I don't have any money." When you say, "I can't hold no money and I can't get no money to hold." When you think thoughts like, "I can't, it's impossible." When you think and say things like, "Nothing ever works for me." Guess what? You just prophesied to yourself. You are your number one psychic when you say things like that, Because when you say, I can't hold no money, I can't get ahead, nothing ever works for me, that's exactly what you will experience, because your words create your world. Did you get that, darling? Say it again, Reverend Rich. Okay. Your words that you speak through your mouth creates your world. It doesn't matter whether you are a religious or spiritual or irreligious or an agnostic or atheist. It works. It's a universal law. Listen, when the infinite desired something, we are told, when the infinite, when God wanted the world, the creation, the first thing he did, the first thing she did, was spoke words, faith-filled words. And we read those words in the beginning book called Genesis, where we are told, where we read, and God said, you and I are created with the same God likeness. We are created in God's class. Therefore, we have the same power, the same ability to see, the same power to create our world through our words. That is why I say, Reverend Rich says, make sure your words you say are sweet in case you got to eat them. Make sure your words are sweet in case you have to eat them. Are you getting this, darling? I hope you are. Listen, when you open your big mouth, you are prophesying to yourself your experience. You don't need to go to a psychic to tell for him or her to tell you something, what your future is going to look like. I can tell you right now what your future is going to look like just by listening to your words, just by listening to your conversation, just by listening to you talk. I can tell you exactly what kind of future you're going to have. And what kind of future is that? If you're thinking negatively, if you're talking negatively, then that's your future, darling. That's your future, sir. You're going to experience those things. So this is why you've got to decide. I want to help you get ahead. I want you to empower yourself. I want you to improve your life. This is how you're going to do it, by deciding right here and right now, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to allow negative thoughts to dwell, to linger in my thoughts, in my mind. I'm not going to speak any negative words out of my mouth. When you understand that you are the creator, you are the designer, you are the captain, you are the architect of your own world, then you will change your words. When you change your words, you change your world. Boy, that's good stuff. Change your mind and change your behind. Change your words and change your world. That's Reverend Rich coming to you live. If you want to talk about this, I want to talk with you today. If you one of those person that you face with so many things that gets you talking and thinking negatively, call me right now live to talk live with me on the radio. Listen, this is worldwide. We are all over the world. Even I believe some people are listening to us on Jupiter and Mars and Saturn. I believe it's going out there. You know, there is no limit. The only limit there is the limit that's in your mind. And I have decided many years ago to take the lid off, to take the limit off everything that I'm about. So call me. The phone number to talk to me live is 888-627-6008. Let me repeat that. Slow down, Rich. Okay. This stuff is so good. It's just coming out of my spirit, going into the airwaves, coming into your ears, getting into your consciousness, because I'm here to help you. I am a lifter upper. I'm here to lift people up. Listen, the only persons that should be putting people down are the undertakers. My phone number is 888-627-6008. That's telephone number 888. Eight. I love that number. Eight. Do you know what that number really means? That's the number of infinite. Infinity. 888 is the number 627-6008. Call to speak with Reverend Rich live on this wonderful program, Rich Kemp Live Creative Radio Show, where we are talking today about the four P's. P's like Peter, P as in Paul. The four P's, and those four P's are the positive, prosperating power of praise. Why you should. And one of the problems, one of the dilemmas, one of the things I've discovered, I go in all kinds of churches, and I've been to the Word churches, I've been to the religious science churches, I've been to New Thought churches, metaphysics. I am a metaphysical minister myself. I am a New Thought teacher, and I've discovered one of the things that is lacking in many of the churches like the Unity and religious science and metaphysical and New Thought is this aspect of praise. They don't praise. They don't give praise as they should. Everything is so mental. You know, when people become mental, they become completely mental. And so I love when God or whatever God you choose, whatever definition you have of this God, this deity, you've got to be a person. You've got to find a place to give praise, to give thanks. And that's what's lacking in so many so-called spiritually minded people. They don't give praise. They complain. There are two things I found out that the infinite God, the good, does not like. One, God does not like stingy people. Say it again, Reverend Ridge. I said, God, I've discovered, and I'm still discovering, there are two things I've discovered. God loves everybody. Don't get twisted here. God loves everyone, but there are two sets of people God do not like. See, he loves them, but he doesn't like them. And that's number one, stingy people. And the second are the people who complain, the complainers. The stingy people and complainers. Stingy people and complainers. Which one are you? Are you a complainer? Call me right now at 888-627-6008. Let me help you get out of that complaining idea, complaining spirit, that complaining negative stuff. Get it out of you. Whew. And if you're stingy, we're told that God loves a cheerful giver. God loves an hilarious giver. When you give, if you're not giving, you cannot prosper. If you are not cheerful, you cannot prosper. When you give, your giving should be done in cheerfulness and gratitude and with an attitude of gratitude and give praise. You know, there's so much you have to give praise for. Let's get back to this subject. The prospering power of praise. There's so much things in your life you have to, you can give praise and give thanks for. You, first of all, give thanks for your good health. If you're healthy, if you're able to listen, if you can hear Reverend Rich's voice right now, that's a good enough reason to give thanks, to give praise, to appreciate that I have ears to hear, I have eyes to see, I have mouth to talk, I have fingers to wiggle with, to use my hands to handle things with, my feet to walk. I've got good health running through my vein, good blood, my blood is flowing. Listen, you may have this disease or that disease, but listen, you're still okay, man, woman. And that's enough to give God thanks for. That's enough to give the infinite, the God inside of you, give praise for. And yes, let's say, you know, a guy complaining about his foot. His one of his feet were hurting so bad, and he was complaining because complaining, one of those persons that God does not like is complainers, until he went for a walk in the park and saw a man with no legs. He was in a wheelchair. He had no legs. His legs had been blown off being over there in Iraq, in wherever he was. He shouldn't have been, because of a war. Men love to fight and hurt each other and kill each other and maim each other. But anyhow, that's another subject, another place, another time. But he saw that man with no leg, and that man was as happy as a lark. And that man was giving thanks and giving praise, and he changed him completely. Here you are. You've got good health flowing through your body. You've got blood flowing through your veins. You have a mind that you can think, and you're complaining. You have a house that you can live in, and that you have a house that you can, oh my God, there are people on the street there are people on the street. I met people, street folks we call them, or whatever. I met people on the street, and they give more praise to folks than folks who are living well. They can have a car to drive. You got a car to drive. People don't even have any car to drive, and some people never had a car, and yet you're complaining. You're a whiner. Stop your whining, man, woman, and give praise. I want you to call me right now. Call me at 888-627-6008. I want to talk with you. I want to help you, because this wonderful message today, the positive, prospering power of praise, as you give praise, listen, give praise. Oh, my God. All of your thoughts, all of your words, you need to be praising and giving praise with, because you say, I know the caller. You have a, there's a caller. Oh, listen, are you there, caller?
Yes, sir, Reverend Rich.
Hello, my friend. How do you do?
I am doing well, sir. Everything is fine in the land.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're not a complainer.
No, sir.
You must have been listening to Reverend Rich.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And what would you like to talk about tonight?
I would like to know a little bit more about what you were sharing about praise.
About praise. Good. Praise. Yes. We were created to praise. First of all, we are spiritual beings. We were created to praise, to give God thanks, whatever term you want to use, to give the infinite thanks, to give the infinite praise, because praise sets you free. It releases you. Praise does really more for you than it does for the infinite, because the infinite is the infinite. Whether you praise the infinite or God or not, whether you praise God or not, God is still God. But praise does something for the finite instead of, and as well as for the infinite. But see, it really is designed to release. To release our faith, first of all, when you praise, praise is very positive. You can't praise God complaining. You can't praise God whining. You know, there's some things you just cannot do together, and that's one of them. When you lift your hands or lift your voice and say, I praise you, God. I praise you, the infinite one. I praise you, universe. I praise you, spirit. And you, it's helping you. It's helping you to release whatever fears, whatever concerns. And this is what David in the psalmist did. He when he got up in the morning, all he did, the first thing he would say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. And here's something I came up with many years ago. It helped me, because that particular verse was a blessing to me and still is today. I say it like this: today I make a choice to rejoice. Yes, negative things may happen. They will come. You could run into some negative energy person. Yes, they will appear. But you've got to prepare. This is what praise does. Back to your question. Praise prepares you for whatever you're going to face with. When you understand that nothing outside of you can overcome because of what's on the inside of you. My God, I feel like praising him right now. Would you lift your voice with me and say, thank you, praise you, Lord? You see, that's what I'm talking about. It's a release. It's an energizer. It energizes you to expect the best, because When you complain, listen, I used to complain one time ago, many years ago. I'd walk that walk. So that's why I can talk about it, because I know it's we all spiritual beings having spiritual journeys as we go. And so we all are not the same level. But here it is when you come to that point in your life. And as I said earlier, one of the things I've seen that's missing out of the New Thought churches and spiritual religious science churches is this aspect of praise, because we emphasize so much on the mind, which is good. And I teach on the mind. I believe it and I teach it. But it's not just the mind. God is mind, but God is more than mind. There's an aspect of us we lose out. We deny the emotional aspect of our being. And we cannot do that because we are an emotional being. We've got to express it one way or the other. And so expression is good. Even the most spiritual person, Jesus the Christ, he expressed emotion when he was at the grave of Lazarus. He cried, he wept. When he looked over the city and saw how they were just filled with unbelief, it says Jesus wept, one of the most smallest verse in the Bible. So there's that aspect of us, our spiritual aspect of giving praise and releasing and rejoicing, and not just thinking it's just mental or mind mental. Because like I said earlier, if you just use it all mind, you'll become completely mental, and we know that's not kosher. I hope I'm helping you here, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. And where are you calling from, may I ask?
Solomon Buckley, Kansas City, Missouri, Reverend Rich.
Oh, I spoke with you. Did you get the book I sent you?
Yes, sir. Feeling is the secret.
Good. Yes, 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 yes. Feeling is the secret. That's why I wish I had that song right now by James Brown. I feel good, and I knew just like I knew I would. I feel nice like sugar and spice. Wow. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, sir.
Have you been releasing praises?
I have.
Good, good. Well, don't let no one, nowhere ever stop you from doing that, because that is your key to your sanity. That is your key to your release. That is the key to your release is praise. Also, it's prosperous you. It prospers you. When you praise God, for example, when you praise God for what you have, you will have more to praise God for, because God will bring more into your realm where you can praise Him more for, praise Him more for. You see, so that's what I'm talking about. It's not just not just something that we just do mentally, but we got to get emotionally involved, because we are spiritual beings, we are mental beings, we're spirit, we're emotional being, and the emotional is just all we. That's why I deal with the totality, the whole gospel, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God, and not just one aspect. I'm a general practitioner. I'm not just I'm a specialist, but I'm also a general practitioner. I'm a whatever you need kind of preacher. Whatever you need, money, I'm a money preacher. You need healing, I'm a healing preacher. You need to feel good, I'm a good feeling preacher. Oh my goodness. Yes, man. That's it. So thank you so much for calling, my friend.
Thank you, and love and peace to you.
And to you, my friend. May the force be with
Likewise.
You. Thank you.
Likewise. Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. If you want to call me at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. You're outside of the United States, call me. If you're in the Bahamas, my hometown, where I was born, where I entered into the earth realm, call me from the Bahamas. I'll be glad to wonderfully give someone from there. Call me and say, Rich, I want to talk to you about this. I want to say this. I want to do this. Okay, let's get back to this matter. The prospering, the positive prospering power of praise. As a young man, Solomon just called in, and that aspect, you see, praise releases you to receive more. Oh, boy. That's it. That's straight from the Holy Ghost, by the way. And you might, Pentecostal friends, you'll know what I mean by that. That's straight from the Spirit. Praise releases you to receive more to give praise for. Repeat it, Rich. Repeat it. Okay, I'll repeat it. Praise releases you. It releases you to receive more, to give praise for. I've discovered, get ready to write this in your consciousness. I've discovered that there are only two times. There are only two times you should give praise. What are they, Rich? Well, I'll tell you. The only two times you should praise. One, when you feel like it. And two, when you don't feel like it. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? You're listening to Reverend Rich Live Creative Radio Show. I want you to call me at 888-627-6008. There are only two times you should praise. There are only two times you should give praise. One, when you feel like it. And secondly, when you don't feel like it. I know, not listen. Some of you right now listening to me don't give a, oops, don't feel like praising. You don't feel, it's not just waiting for the feeling. Listen, I've discovered when I give praise, when I don't feel like it, then the feeling comes to give more praise. Praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise. Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Are you grateful? You should be grateful for the good, for the goodness that you are experiencing. Give thanks for the good, the God, the good that's on the inside of you. Give thanks for God, the good, the infinite, the abundance. Give thanks for the ever-flowing, overflowing love that is flowing to you and through you right now. Give thanks, give praise that you've got your soundness of mind. All of your mental faculties are working well. Give thanks that your children are well. They are protected. Give thanks that your children are doing good. I'm speaking right now to those of you that may have some children's issues with some family members, your children, your sons, your daughters. I say give thanks, give praise that they're doing good. Release the infinite presence and power of God to them and watch and release them and watch and see. Give praise that they're well. Give praise that they're doing good. Give praise that business of yours that seemed to not seem, Give praise right now for that business. You know what I'm talking about because I'm talking to you. I'm speaking to the world, but I'm talking to you right now. And that's why I need you to call me at 888-627-6008. That person, you have a car that's not doing well. You need a new car. I want you to give praise in that car right now. You perhaps you're driving along and it's barely seems as though that car doesn't want to make it home or make it to your destination. Well, I want you to begin to praise God, begin to give praise that, hey, I've got a new car, and decide what kind of car you want. And I want you to get prepared to drive your new car, because listen, don't worry about the how. Don't be concerned about the how. Just give praise. Just give praise to the Almighty, to the infinite God, the good inside of you, because God has already worked it out. It's just being manifested and expressed in your experience as you prepare, as you praise. And that's why I'm saying praise, praise. You've got a big, big bill. You've got some bills that are overwhelming you that you can't see. And I hear you saying, I don't see how I can ever pay these bills. Yes, you're right. You cannot see it, but that doesn't mean it cannot be done. And I want you right now, stop saying, I cannot see, and say, I now see and feel all of these bills. Don't even call them my bills. Just say bills. I now see and feel all of these bills paid. Don't worry about how. Listen, I cannot emphasize this enough. As you praise, give praise for the money, as little as it may appear to be right now, as small as it may appear to be, give praise. Because as you give praise, I love the wonderful incident in the life of the Master Jesus to Christ. When they were faced with lack, he had a multitude around him, and they said, there's nothing here to give them, to feed them, because they've been out all day listening to the Master, like you're listening to me right now. And one of them said, there's a lad here. He has 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But what is that among so many? Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to let you know, Reverend Rich comes to tell you this good news, this breaking news, and that is, little becomes much when touched by the infinite, when touched by the Master's hands. Your little becomes much. But the first thing the little kid had to do was to give the bread and the fish to the Master. He had to release the little that he had in his hand before the Master was able to multiply it infinitely, not just a little. I love the infinite. That's how the infinite works. Infinite works infinitely. And here is the premise. The Master Jesus took the loaves and the fish, and it said, lifting up his eyes to the higher consciousness of God, of the infinite, lifting up his eyes to the infinite, where there is no lack, where there is no shortage. Master Jesus lifted up his eyes, and then it says he gave thanks. There it is, that's praise. He gave thanks. He gave praise. Now, you can look and say, well, what's there to give praise for? This is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. You got over 5,000 people here. How in the world is this going to work? I keep telling you, wonderful friends, stop worrying about the how. The how is not your business. What is your business? You've got to do what you can do, and then the infinite will do what you cannot do. And the Master Jesus lifted up his eyes, and he gave thanks. He gave thanks because he knew that there is no lack, there is no lack, there is no limitation. The only lack there is the lack that's in your mind. And then he gave the bread and the fish back to the disciples to distribute to the multitude. And listen, if you've never read that story, get your Bible and read that. It said that they took up of the fragments, they took up of the remaining, over 12 baskets of remained. So I love the infinite, don't you? I hope you do. I love God. That's another emotion that you don't hear in the religious science churches and the New Thought churches. God loves you. Listen, the infinite loves you. Jesus, remember that song some of us, we went to church, Sunday school when we were little kids? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yes. The infinite loves you. The infinite loves you. Give Rich a call, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the infinite multiplied the little. It was so insignificant, but the infinite, once touched by the infinite. And the Master Jesus said, gather up all the fragments. Don't waste anything. I love God, don't you? God doesn't waste stuff. And perhaps one of the lessons you have to learn through your experiences, stop wasting time, first of all. Stop wasting time and stop wasting money and stop wasting this and that. You're a waster. You throw things, you buy things you don't even need, and then you're worried and then you complain. Listen, get that stuff straight. He said, take up all of the fragments. And this is the good thing. This is the truth that I love from the story. Maybe you're living in a land. All of us are living in one of these lands. Some of you are living in a land of not enough. You know, not enough, never had enough, never could have enough, never ever get enough. That's your experience. And then some of us are in the land of just enough. We just barely make it along. Just barely make it along from paycheck to paycheck. And then there's others of us who are living in the land of more than enough. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And you get into that land by praising. By praising from wherever you are. You may be in a land of not enough. You may be experiencing not enough. You may be experiencing what you call lack, but begin to praise from that point. Lift up your eyes. The infinite told Abraham, lift up your eyes from the place where you are. Lift up your eyes, lift up your voice, lift up your hands and give praise from where you are. Begin, blossom where you are planted. Begin to praise from where you hurt. Oh yes, from your hurt, from your pain. Would you turn the pain into praise right now? Turn your pains into praises. Call Reverend Rich at 888-627-6008. Your scars will be turned into stars when you praise. When you give praise to infinite God. When you give praise to that God that's inside of you. When you give praise to the infinite, all-loving, all-kind, all-wonderful Spirit, the infinite universe, when you give praise, miracles begin to unfold in your and through your experience. When you give praise, I love it. This is so good. I want you to call me. Call me for you, not for me. I can go on and on, but I know you have some questions. I know maybe you have some praise report. Call me with those praise report. Let me know. Maybe you have a complaint. I want to talk to you. If you're a complainer, are you a whiner? A whiner will never experience a good diner. There's some nice food, there's nice restaurants all over the place. But listen, friend, I want you to understand this message today. This message is designed to help you to get in that attitude of gratitude, to position you for your prosperity as long as you are complaining and whining, your prosperity will not come to you, cannot manifest itself to you, cannot express itself to you. Because the spirit needs a positive energy person to which the spirit can flow. The spirit wants to flow to you, but also through you. The Spirit wants to flow in you. But your complaining, your bitterness, oh yeah, there it is. You bitter, you are bitter, you are bitter at certain things, certain negativity that experience in your life. You are bitter. Oh, the Spirit just gave that to me to share with you. And I want to help you release your mind and your behind from that bitterness. And begin to praise. Begin to praise. Bitterness, whining, complaining. Give praise, my friends. Give praise to the one who is the one who wants to bring you into your fullness. Joy, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. You're feeling weak? But listen, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And the thoughts that you think must be thoughts. The words that you say must be words of uplifting. Be a lifter upper. Lift up your first person. The first one that you must lift up is you. Lift up yourself. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my strength. My strength is of the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes. I will lift up your eyes from where you are. Stop seeing what you do not have and see what you shall have, what you can have. Because if you never see what you could have, you'll always experience what you can't have. Reverend Rich is here to speak with you live. My phone number is 888-627-6008. That's cell phone number 888-627-6008. Call me. Let's talk. Let's get this truth going. Let's get this truth inside of our consciousness. What type of consciousness are you? You think about it. You go to church. You go to your spiritual place, whatever you want to call it, your mosque, whatever it is, you go there and you leave just the way you came, just the way you arrived. Nothing changed. And some people, church folks, religious folks, they go and say, you know, oh, church was not nothing today, nothing. Listen, it's not the outside, it's what's on the inside. If you do not change on the inside, if you got a bad attitude on the inside, you'll have a bad experience on the outside. It's very simple, isn't it? And so you're looking, so many of you are looking outside of you for changes. When all begins, originates, starts with you, on the inside of you. And that's why I say you need an inside job. You need to rid your mind of all the negative stinking thinking and complaining and whining of things you don't have or don't haven't yet experienced. And you wonder why when you see someone else, you begin to complain, why am I not having this? Well, you just answered your own question, didn't you? So let's get our thoughts right. Let's get our thoughts in line. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, whatsoever things, think on these things. Think on God's things. Think on good things. Think on positive things. Think on good health. Good health. Think on overflowing money. Think, get your mind thinking, your consciousness, get it into your consciousness. Your consciousness is that which you believe, that which you think, that which you feel to be your truth. That's your consciousness. And that's where you are. And only you can change, only you can elevate yourself, only you can lift yourself. No one can help you. I am simply an instrument sharing some good news that you could use to help you, to help yourself, to empower yourself. I'm helping people to help themselves. That's what I'm all about. But you see, so many times religious people go to church and want some preacher to lay hands on them or some preacher to do this for them. You're lazy. You're lazy mentally. You're lazy spiritually. No one's going to do anything for you. You've got the power. I've got the power. Say it. I've got the power. You've got the power to succeed. You've got the power to prosper. You've got a power to be healthy. It's inside of you. It's not outside of you. It's not someone else, somewhere else. It's you. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Remember, any of you ever remember that old spiritual song? It's you. It's you. You've got to begin with you. So let's go. It matters not what you are or where you are, because wherever you are, whatever you are, that can change in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. It can change by changing your thoughts. By changing your words. Your words. Your complaining words. Your whining words. So let's get good. Let's feel good about life. Don't you feel good? Do you feel good about life? Do you feel good about life? Yes, I do feel good about life. Then call me at 888-627-6008. That's telephone number. All around the world, in Canada, call me, 888-627-6008. I'm here in lovely Florida, and I tell you, it is so beautiful. You know why it's beautiful? Because I created beautiful. I made it beautiful. I create my own world every day. I don't wait for the weather to make my world. I don't wait for the Dow Jones to make my world. I create my own world with my words. And you can too, and you do also. So if it's raining wherever you are, welcome the rain. Enjoy the rain. I love the rain. Oh, go outside in the rain. Oh, take a shower in the rain. Have you ever done that? Do it. It feels so good. It is so refreshing, my friends. Give praise in the rain. Give praise for the rain and give praise in the rain. That is so wonderful. I dare you to try it. I double dog dare you to try it. There's prospering power when you give praise. When you give praise, are you feeling lonely? Then give praise. Give praise. You've been seeking that man, that woman, give praise. Give praise. Give praise. That man is on the way. That woman is on the way. Give praise. Give praise. Give praise. I meet the right person at the right time, at the right place, for all the right reason. Give praise for that. You need a job. You need to connect with the right person to get that job. Well, I declare, I believe with you that you are in the right place at the right time to meet that right person for all the right purpose, but you got to give praise, baby. You got to praise. You got to give praise. You got to give praise. Are you hurting? Are you lonely? Well, if you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight. You remember that song, don't you? Are you hurting? Are you lonely? Give praise. Just give praise. Because as you praise, you open the windows of heaven. The infinite glories overflowing and ever-flowing supplies. There is no lack. There's healing for you. There's companionship for you. Call me now. As a lady used to say back in the day, call me now. Call me at 888-627-6008. Listen, I have fun. You know why? Because I love to praise. I praise God. I praise the infinite God, the good, the divine. I praise the universe. I praise spirit because you know what? That's who I am. I'm a praiser. And when you come to this place, when you realize, you know, when you're driving down the road and folks are being nasty, driving and all this other stuff, you can complain. You can give them the middle finger if you want to. But, you know, just be careful of what you say, because all of that is part of your creation. Did you say that right? Yes, I did. All of that is part of your creation. And you've got to watch, because you're creating every day, every way you are creating your experiences. So the praise is a positive, prospering aspect of your life that you've got to make it a choice. Listen, again, you've got to make a choice to rejoice. You've got to make a choice to give thanks every day. Every day, make that choice and watch and see how good and wonderful and glorious your experience will be. So give Rich a call right now. My number is 888-627-6008. And today we're talking about the positive, prospering power of praise. Perhaps you are one of those praisers out there, and you know what I'm talking about. I'd love to hear from you, because this stuff works. Listen, this stuff works. You know why? You know when it works? It works when you work it. Now, if you don't do it, if you haven't done it, don't tell me. I didn't. Oh, here. I did not say try it. No, I didn't say try and praise. No, praise is not a commodity that you use and see if it works. You know, like back in the day, they had a commercial that try Tide. No, praise is something that you do. You must be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. And so you've got to decide, I am a praiser. And if you're one of those persons who know what I'm talking about, man, call me. Girl, call me. Call me right now. Call me now. 888-627-6008. Let's talk about it so others can hear it. I mean, because this stuff works. But people sometimes think, well, that's a preacher. He's supposed to be happy and supposed to be praising. No, it's for everybody. You, listen, I don't have no more God than you do. Differences, the only difference would be of consciousness. Some of us are more aware of the presence and power of the infinite than others are. That's the only difference. But you have the same power. You have the same presence of God. And we just got to awaken. We have to awaken that presence, awaken that power. And how do we do that? By praise. Praise awakens. That's a good thing. That's a good word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's a wonderful word. Praise awakens. I got to write that down, because I need to use that. Praise awakens the presence and power of God, the infinite good. Oh, yes, I like that. Yes, hallelujah. Did you get that? Write that down and send it to me. Praise awakens the presence and power of God inside of me for my prosperity, for my healing, for my love, for my success, for my financial fulfillment. Praise does all of that stuff. Baby, did you get all of that stuff just now? Did you hear all of that stuff that came out of Reverend Rich's mouth? I don't know where that, I know where it came from. It came from spirit. But boy, I need to hear this over. I need to hear this. Brother Doug, I'm going to need to hear this tape over and over, because this is some good stuff that's coming out of my mouth as I'm speaking this powerful principle of praise. The powerful principle of praise. Praise awakens. Awaken your consciousness. Awaken your consciousness now and give praise. Don't get into the stiff attitude and stiff this disposition. The spirit, the infinite, God, the good, the divine, whatever term, whatever name you feel comfortable with, desires your praise. Not for him or not for her, not for it, but for you, because it releases and opens you up for more and more to receive more and more, so that you'll have more to give thanks and give praise for. Isn't that beautiful? Call Reverend Richard. And 20 seconds. Oh, boy, time is going. Crow. Well, listen, it's been so much fun here tonight. It's been wonderful. If you wish to contact Rich outside of the radio studio, my number is 702-577-6777. You know, I've been talking, I forgot to give you my address even. My address is 1000 5th Street, Suite 200-R4, Miami Beach, Florida, 33139. And my email, check me out on my Facebook, Reverend Rich Live Facebook. And again, thank you so much. It's been so much fun, but it's time to run. I'll talk to you again soon. Peace.
Get your free copy of Reverend Rich's Prosperity Passage. Accompanied with positive, empowering music, Reverend Rich reads all prosperity passages found in the Old and New Testaments with his insightful commentary. For your love gift of $37 or more, we will rush you this 3-CD recording. Plus, you'll receive a bonus copy of Joseph Murphy's book, How to Attract Money. Mail all correspondence to Reverend Rich L. Kemp, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Or email Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com or telephone 877-789-7424.